And Cats Council Taz have the Unite and Yellow Gala not too far away, Saturday, June 26th at the Parranapple Centre in Devonport. Here's Sarah Hurst from the Cairns Council. Good morning.
Good morning.
You'd be fairly busy about now getting this organised.
Yeah, just a little bit, but getting really excited.
You were saying off the air tickets are nearly sold out?
Yeah, less than a table that I've got available that's not spoken for at the moment. So getting quick if you are intending to come along.
Yeah. Now, you have been booking, like, they're tables of 10.
Yes.
But if a couple isn't, you know, if they're not part of a table, they can, you can hook them up with a table and do all that. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So we do have individual tickets as well. So that's why I've got less than a table left. So we can fit a few more in. Don't have to have a table of 10 to come along.
Yeah, right. So there's a link to the tickets via the Cairns Council TAS website. That's probably the easiest way to get them.
Yeah, that way, or just give me a buzz. So 6419-4206 is me.
Yeah, right. So we've got Rick Fontaine as your MC. Everyone knows Rick. Kyle Perry, the author, is guest speaker.
Yes.
And what's your music again?
Yeah, we've got the Jam Plan coming over from Launceston. Great six-piece band. They'll have us all up on the dance floor because we can get our boogie shoes on this year.
Very good. And the auction. Now, you have the auction on site at the Parranapple Centre on the night, but the online auction, actually, you're launching tomorrow.
Yeah, we are. So cancertasbids.com.au, we're going to be launching that tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. That's our silent auction. So you can bid on that from anywhere and help us raise funds. We've got the live auction happening on the night, and we've got seven incredible experiences lined up in the live auction and about 70 going live in our silent auction.
Give us a few examples of things up for auction.
Yeah, so one of the great ones we've got going up there is actually a pair of our daffodil Blundstone boots and some daffodil socks to pair with them. So Blundstone have been fantastic in partnering with Cairns Council for that.
They're yellow Blundies, are they?
They're black Blundies with a yellow elastic on the side and an embossed daffodil on the heel.
Cool.
So they're pretty special, and you can actually buy a pair if you don't get in the auction for those. So jump onto our website. You can see those as well. We've got a pair in the auction. UCI here in Ulverston have donated an awesome ergonomic office chair. So there's something for everyone. Mm. We've got some holidays. So there's a Daylesford Escape, a Melbourne Theatre Experience. So if you're interested in seeing Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, that's something you can bid on and head over to Melbourne. We've got facials. We've got family experiences like Treetops Adventure, Tasmasia, great opportunity to get a character visit from Fairy Tales and Pirate Sales to have some special characters, have Spider-Man come along to your kid's birthday party. That's a pretty special one.
Hmm.
We've got lots of things, something for everyone. There's experiences, there's products, there's vouchers, everything in the online auction.
Yeah, I mean, and you also, you have lots of sporting memorabilia items for auction as usual. I noticed you got a football signed by the likes of Ron Brassey and you've got a Bruce Springsteen signed guitar.
Bruce Springsteen signed guitar. That one's actually going to be in the live auction, so you need to be in the room to bid on that one.
Hey.
But something else that we've got in there as well is actually a big print of Muhammad Ali and the Beatles, so a photograph of when they met, one of the 20th century's most revered icons, and meeting of the two of those, so that's pretty special.
Classic photo. All right, so that website again, what is it?
cancertasbids.com.au, and that'll go live tomorrow. So stay tuned for the announcement there.
Fantastic. All right. Now, there's lots of other events that you've got fundraising coming up soon. I know we've got Coins for Kids starting here at the radio station shortly. And, well, actually, the tins are going out now. So people can just, that's just a simple thing. If you go into a shop or your sporting club or your community group, you'll see the tin there and just drop your change in, put in whatever you can. Every little bit counts.
Absolutely. And there's also QR code links on them. So if you don't have cash on you and you're someone that doesn't carry cash anymore, you can scan and still donate and support Coins for Kids. So that'll be ramping up in July. And there's already some great community events that are happening to help support Coins for Kids.
Nice. We love doing that. It's one of our great fundraisers of the year. Now, you've got some other local businesses involved with fundraising. I know you said Splash are doing, they're doing a Superheroes Day for the kids?
Yeah, exactly. So that's on the 6th of July. So Superhero Day at Splash Devonport, and that's going to be a really big one.
Before we go any further, Sarah said off the air, I'll be going to that.
Yes, I will.
So what are you be dressing up as?
Oh, I haven't decided yet which superhero is going to come out of the closet, but pretty excited. I haven't had a chance to dress up like a superhero in a while, so that's pretty awesome.
Well, you've got red hair, so that might narrow it down for you.
Yeah, that could be a Wonder Woman there.
There you go.
Don't know.
Very good.
Yeah.
And Wings Wildlife, they've got an open day as usual.
Yeah, they're going to have a family fun day. So things like face painting and visit from the very special Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck are on the cards as well. So that one is on Sunday the 18th of July up at Wings Wildlife Park. A few other businesses that are jumping on board already with events, Beach Hut Coffee and the Brick Exhibition in Ulverston. Toy World Sports Day. We've also got the Trivia Night and Carolyn McLennan. They're having a big chop later in July, so 30th of July, chop the locks off for Coins for Kids.
That's in Latrobe.
Yep.
Very good. All right, so Saturday, June 26, the big night, and great to have some great local sponsors on board because they really do help out with, you know, funding these events. Like Sea Road, I know, is your major sponsor.
Yes.
So good on them.
Yep, principal sponsor, and that's the third year running that they've been supporting us, and they do lots for us at Cancer Council, very big supporters and very generous in helping the community. Yeah. We've got plenty of other sponsors, so Bridge Pro's back on board with us. They were with us last year and had such a great time. They're looking forward to coming back. We've got Petuna. We've also got Degree C and Devonport and Burnie Volkswagen, who are sponsors of us for the night. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, well done to those guys for getting involved. Now, as we mentioned at the start of our chat, if you're a couple, like you haven't got a group of 10, you can find a table. I'm sure they can find you a table there. And it says black tie on the – now, I need to explain this to blokes. So, because blokes, we see black tie and we think automatically, oh, we've got to wear a bloody bow tie. You don't have to. Just a suit and tie is fine.
Exactly.
No trainers, okay?
No trainers. Get the black shoes out, polish them up. It's a good excuse to suit up. It's a great fun night out. So,
yeah.
And for a great cause. So grab the suit out of the cupboard and it doesn't have to be a black tie. You don't have to wear a tie if you don't want to. But dress your nicest.
Well – if you're not a fan of wearing formal shoes, fellas, and I myself, you know, you wear them when you have to, and you've got to wear them when you go out to an event like this. But those Blundies, so you can go along, you can buy the Blundies, right, and wear those.
Exactly.
With your suit.
Well, they could be your dancing shoes for the night. Dance the night away in a pair of Blundies. Excellent.
Fantastic. All right. Good to see you. We'll catch up soon before it happens on the 26th.
Very good. Thanks so much for your support, Darren.
All right. One more mention about the online auction website again for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going live tomorrow at cancertasbids.com.au.
All right. See you soon, Sarah.
Thanks, Darren. Bye.
All right. Sarah from the Cancer Council.